Well, how exciting is it? You have eight either current or former Gophers in the Olympics starting up here soon, and I got to think you just are able to puff your chest out a little bit when you see them out there skating for their countries.
Well, it's really, really exciting. You know, we first and foremost recruit really good kids that are good hockey players. We want them to have a great experience here, hopefully win a national championship in their time and get a great degree. But the majority of them want to go on and play further and represent their country in the Olympics, and we want to help them get there as best we can. And so to see the eight that are going to be there this year is an exciting time for our program, but more importantly, really exciting for them and their families.
I would guess it doesn't get old for you. I mean, you've had 15 Olympians that you've coached over the years, but I'm sure it's a new experience every time.
It really is, and, you know, especially for first-timers. Hannah Brandt was one of the last cuts 4 years ago, and now she's on the team. Danny Cameronese on the team, and then our current player, Kelly Panic, also on the team for the first time. And so, you know, going to multiple Olympics is incredible, but when it's your first time, it's pretty darn exciting.
It's a little bit of a time, well, not a little bit, it's a big time difference, so I suppose that would create a challenge, not just for you as a big hockey buff, but everyone who wants to follow this team. Have you been able to try to make plans on how you can handle that?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. Their first game, I can't remember what day it is coming up here, but it's at, I believe, at 1:40 in the morning, and then there's another one at, I think they play Canada, which will be good at 9:10, maybe in the evening, which is actually good in comparison to the 1:30, 2:30, 3:30 in the morning. But we'll find a way to watch them, or at least DVR them and watch them in the morning.
I'm going to ask you, because as fans watch, I'm going to ask you, we'll kind of go through a quick scouting report on each one of the Gophers that have been in, so when people watch, kind of what to watch for. So Kelly Panic is a current member of your team, the Gophers, and she's on the American team. What kind of player is she?
Yeah, well, last year she led the whole country in points, and it was kind of her coming out party. She wasn't really involved in the USA hockey system prior to that, and was able to get invited to the World Championships and played really well, and that really cemented her time on the Olympic team. But really good vision, kind of slows the game down, has the ability to score as well, but is just a really good team player and can advance the puck and put it in the net.
You mentioned Hannah Brandt, almost made the team last time. She's on the team this time. She's from the Twin Cities, and I'm sure she's excited. What can we see from her?
Yeah, Hannah's kind of a real complete player, has the ability to score and also the ability to set it up. You know, she got cut and they mentioned her speed being the main factor that she didn't make it 4 years ago, and she worked really hard on that over the last 3.5 years to get to this point. And she's still not somebody that's going to blind you with her speed, but her speed is much better, and she's got the ability to impact the game.
Somebody I think who is a fast skater, Danny Cameronese, she's on the team as well, and always look good wearing maroon and gold at Ritter Arena, I know that.
No doubt. I would like to have her back for another year if we could, but no, she puts great energy on the puck, and the majority of Danny's goals are from about 10 feet out from the net. She knows where to get to, and she's willing to pay the price there, take a hit or a slash or a cross check, but that puck's generally going to go in the net.
Amanda Kessel, of course, comes from the family. Her brother is Phil Kessel, an NHLer, and Amanda, at a time, and maybe she still is, you can enlighten us, but at one time, she was probably the best women's player in the world.
Yeah, you know, she in the last Olympics prior to it, she is when she suffered her concussion and was cleared for the Olympics, was feeling better, but shortly after that had those post-concussion symptoms and really missed the next 2 years. But fortunately, we were able to get her as healthy as possible and have her come back and play for us, and she helped us win that national championship in 2016. But what's really neat for Hannah, Danny, and Amanda is they've been playing on a line together, and so they played together when they were here, and now they're playing together on the biggest stage in the world.
And Lee Steckline, who was, I think, what, a 2- or 3-time captain for the Gophers, and just a big presence as a defender. Tell us about her.
Yeah, great defenseman that uses her size to her advantage. She's more of a defensive defenseman, but somebody you want on the ice as much as possible. Can chip in offensively, but is a really nice player.
And then I feel old when I say Gigi Marvin is one of the older players on the team, 09, and I'm like, where did the time go? But she just keeps plugging away, and another top-flight player.
Yeah, very much so. What's interesting is, you know, she's kind of gone from playing forward for us, then was playing defense for the U.S. team, and now it looks like they have her back at forward. And so she's just got the ability to play both ends of the rink, whether it's forward or defense. And like you mentioned, one of the older players on the team and one of the more veteran players.
Those are the six Americans on the team from the University of Minnesota. You have two other players that are representing Finland. Tell us about those two.
Yeah, so Nora Ratu, who I think most people know, this is actually, Mike, her fourth Olympics, which is just absolutely crazy. Her first one, she was 15 years old. And so she's just one of the best goalies in the world, if not the best goalie in the world. If Finland's going to medal, it's going to be because of her. They have a nice team behind her, but they're definitely not yet at the level of Canada or the United States. And then Mary Yeloshua, big, strong defenseman for us, and this is her second Olympics, and really excited for her and Nora to represent their country once again.
Yeah, it all starts this weekend. It's got to be fun. Now, you're a native Canadian, but I think you'll probably be rooting for the red, white, and blue since you have so much representation here with the Gophers, right?
Yeah, very much. I mean, I'm a dual citizen, and I've now lived in the U.S. here longer than I lived in Canada. But, you know, we want our players to be as successful as possible. And when the NHL guys were playing on the men's side, I would always cheer for Canada on that side. But when it comes to the women's side, we have yet to have a Canadian Olympian. We had two that were very close this year, and Sarah Potomac and Amy Potomac. And those two will be with us next year, but unfortunately, they didn't make the team. So right now, it's all Team USA and Team Finland for us.
Well, enjoy that part of it. I do want to ask you real quickly, last question, about your current team here, the University of Minnesota. You got a week off here, and then next week you're back at it. Are you kind of happy? I mean, you're hitting nitty-gritty time, right? You're getting into this February-March run now.
Yeah, it's amazing that it's coming to an end here, but it's nice to have this weekend off. We're able to have some fun with our players and, you know, really try and get as healthy as possible going into next week, because next week's a big weekend out at Wisconsin. And they're the top team in our league right now, and you know, number one or number two in the whole country. And so after that series, we're into playoffs here, first round at Ritter Arena, and then the final face-off is at Ritter Arena as well.
Yeah, should be fun, no doubt. Good luck. Thanks for joining us, and it'll be fun watching the Olympics for sure.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks, Mike.